Morning, it's Rodney from Family First.
Hey Rodney, this is Lauren. How are you?
I'm very good. Yourself, ma'am?
So we're a little confused because we thought yesterday's was fine and that you needed Friday and Saturday. But the dates that you said were Saturday and Sunday's dates.
Let me take a look. Fresh this. Lauren, Brenna. Okay, it's Saturday, for there was no registration over there, and Sunday.
The 7th and the 8th, yeah, okay.
Because Sunday was registered, like, out of reach, very far from the address.
Okay, so that's my question. So how does that work, like, if I go on vacation or something and my caretaker is with me? So the app just doesn't work?
No, during that time, you let me know from which day to which day I'm going to be out.
Like, okay, because I've never had to do that. Like, even when I've called in, like, I've never had an issue with the GPS or anything calling from another location.
No, and I understand that. The thing is, like, every insurance company requires from us, like, for its home care, for at least the record of the hours, the clock in and the clock out need to be at the patient's address. I mean, everything that you guys do, like errands or something outside, I mean, everything can be done. Or if you want to adjust the schedules, such as you did last time with the valets or something like that, you can do that, you know. But at least the starting point and the ending point of a visit should be at your home.
Okay, and then my question is, So the Friday the 6th, he had an issue also, but you're saying that looks fine on your end?
I am able to see, in this case, Friday shift is normally from 10:30 until 7:45 in the morning, right?
Yes.
I do see that it was registered. The only one that was not registered was the one starting on Saturday night.
Okay. So we have to do a timesheet for Saturday and Sunday. Okay.
That is correct.
And then my last question while we have you on the phone, because Jay's right next to me, is did you hear anything back from Jonah about his bonus?
Yeah, I just texted him about this. I had a word with him, and he was reviewing this. And as I had a word with him, he told me, hey, I did not specify how much was going to be the bonus, he said. But we can process that if Jay does show performance on the app. I mean, clocking in and out from today and on for 2 weeks. That's what he said.
Okay, then I'm gonna have to talk to Jonah because I'm gonna have to end up switching companies because he's not gonna sit here and lie. I was on the phone with him and Jay, and he did specify $300 to both of us. So if he wants to sit there and he wants to lie about it, then we're gonna switch companies because I'm having too many issues with you guys at this point, and that's absolutely ridiculous. He was guaranteed a $300 bonus and was told that bonus would be on his check on February 6th. He told us right then and there that he put it in the system, that he corrected the system, and that he made sure that it would be paid to him on the 6th. So to sit there and say that he never specified an amount is crazy because the reason he gave him the extra $100 was because of the confusion about us not knowing that he didn't get paid for holiday pay until working a certain amount of time. So he said as a one-time convenience, he was going to up his balance, his bonus from $200 to $300. So to sit there and say that he never said a specific amount is insane.
No, I understand that. I'll let him know then, okay? And probably he will get back to you directly then, okay?
Okay,
thank you. Jay must have received also the information from HR via email, okay? Because I saw Alita sending an email to him, like, and putting me at
the about your insurance.
Yes,
he got that.
Okay, I got you. I'll inform Jonah, okay? I'm sure that he will reach out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.